Tuesday, 5 April 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned with us today to the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. I think we're in some really interesting, up-to-date material for us. I know the Bible's always up-to-date, but I'm speaking about current events that are happening concerning what we're reading about here in the Word of God. If you have the opportunity to turn with me in the Scriptures, go with me to Revelation chapter 3, and then we will go back into 1 Peter chapter 4. Revelation chapter 3 and 1 Peter chapter 4. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. Dear God, prepare us from this hour that's coming, whereby the whole world will be tried. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. And our Lord's letter, the letter that was written to the church in Philadelphia, our Lord had some wonderful things to say about this church. He said, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. And then in verse 10 he says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Now that took us on our last broadcast over into 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're only able to make a few comments about it. But I want you to take your Bibles, if you have an opportunity, go with me now. Because, dear friend, I don't think I have got a martyr's complex. I don't think that. And by the way, I know I don't have one martyr's bone in my body. But I do see trouble on the horizon. In fact, it's not just on the horizon. It has already started. I mentioned just the other day on the broadcast about a doctor who, I guess he teaches at Harvard, worked at one of the hospitals up there. And because he just simply stated a medical truth about the dangers of disease transmission and so forth among those who are living unnatural lifestyles, he was fired from his job. Now, they didn't say he was wrong. They just said basically what he got fired for was not being politically correct. Truth has fallen in the streets, dear friend. And here in 1 Peter chapter 4, and verse 12, I think we ought to camp out a little bit on this scripture and other related scriptures. As much as we don't like to think about things like this, I believe it's really pertinent. Beloved, I'm in 1 Peter 4:12 now and following. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, that's the unbeliever's part, he is evil spoken of. But on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet, if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. My, what pertinent, what up-to-date scripture. First of all, he said, now don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trial, which is going to try you. I don't like fiery trials, and I imagine I speak for many of you as well. But what the scripture, I believe, is saying, what the Spirit of God is teaching us through this, is that suffering for Christ is not something new. Suffering for Christ is not something different. There has been suffering for Christ all through the ages. In fact, of the other than Judas, of course, Judas was never saved, and he basically committed suicide. But I understand that of all the original disciples, only John died a natural death, and he died in exile on the Isle of Patmos. There were many, many fiery trials through the years. Our ancestors have paid a tremendous price. The reason America was founded was because Our ancestors were seeking to escape persecution for their faith, especially from Europe. This country was founded not to be a religious country, but it was founded to be a Christian land. He said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering." Now, dear friend, to rejoice in tribulation is going to take the grace of God. There's no question about that. Rejoicing in tribulation is not a natural response. It is one that has been provided by and through the precious grace of God. So he says, now don't think it's strange concerning this thing that's going to happen. But he said, rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. I want to be able to do that. I mentioned that before. I know that I have got so many problems, so many weaknesses, especially as I've grown older. There's a whole lot of things that comes along with age. But dear friend, it's not in the end result. It's not going to be whether we're old or whether we're young. It's going to be our partakers of the grace of God, and pray that he'll give us grace to stand for him. That he says when his glory, said, rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Oh, what a difference it will be if we have stood faithful for our Lord. Now listen to verse 14. Listen to it carefully. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Now, he is going to speak about two different types of reproach here. One is for the name of Christ, and the other is suffering because we have done something that we should be suffering for. But he said, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, or blessed are ye. Why? For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Now, many times we think, well, boy, if we were spiritual, we wouldn't be suffering like this. Now, if we're suffering for the name of Christ, then the Bible makes it clear that the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, that's the unsaved world, this Antichrist society, on their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Now, this is not something for us to run around snapping our religious suspenders about, but ask God that by his grace, we'll be able to stand, and having done all to stand. But he says in verse 15 in my Bible, I've got this underlined, I've got a circle around the word but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. There's nothing spiritual about suffering for that which we have done wrong. Nothing spiritual about that at all. We're not to suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters. And verse 16, yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed. And dear friend, with all the press coverage and all the animosity and alienation that many people will give you because of your suffering for Christ, it is easy to become ashamed if we don't watch ourselves. It's easy to start second-guessing ourselves. What, was it really right to stand for the Lord and go through all of this? Well, my, just recently, the dear folks that exposed this terrible thing of Planned Parenthood, literally chopping up babies and selling baby parts, Planned Parenthood was found by the grand jury to be innocent, and the people who exposed their wickedness was found to be guilty. They're going to be tried. As of the preaching of this broadcast, we don't know how that's going to come out yet. And yes, you heard me right. I did not misquote that. The people who were the perpetuators of the wicked destroying and murdering these precious children, chopping them up and selling their body parts was not found to be offensive, evidently, to this grand jury, but rather they would rather prosecute and persecute those who had exposed this wickedness. Well, I'm glad to know, dear friend, that for those who stand for Christ, he said, the Spirit and glory of God resteth upon you. He said, but if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. We've got to close this broadcast. God willing, we'll continue this later. Father, do bless us now with our words. Speak to my heart, the hearts of all of our folks. Help us to stand, Lord, and having done all to stand for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and not deny him nor his word. We pray in his name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to bless us and make each of us a channel of his blessing. And please join us next broadcast if you can.